You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
You're listening to ITV Radio with Bertrand Tungandame in conversation with Tom Mosby, the CEO of the Koori Heritage Trust. Having had its doors closed for a good part of the year because of the pandemic, the Koori Heritage Trust is about to reopen its doors to the public. And it's about to hold its flagship end-of-year events, including the 8th edition of the Koori Arts Show and Awards, as well as the very popular Koori Christmas. Now, Tom, after a long wait, it's finally on. The Koori Heritage Trust is welcoming the public again.
In a few days' time, finally, after, God, I think it's been nearly 8 months, although we opened for a very short period, about 2 days in June, before we had to close down again under the stage four restrictions. So really, we've been closed since March, so it's very exciting for us.
And, reopening with a bang, really powerful events.
We're able to reopen in time for the Koori Art Show. Now, the Koori Art Show is our end-of-year exhibition. We do it every year. This will be the 8th Koori Art Show since we started. Basically, what it is, it's showcasing emerging talent, mid-career established artists based here in Victoria, Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander, Koori artists. And it's showcasing the range of artistic material that we have and artistic talent we have in the state. It also comes with a number of awards. And this year we're very lucky to have supporting us Creative Victoria, the Metro Tunnel Creative Program, Viva Energy Australia and City of Melbourne. And they all have put in prizes ranging from $10,000 for the winner of the Creative Victoria Prize to $5,000 each for each of the other category awards. So it's very exciting and I think it's very timely given it's the end of the year, but also having come through a very tough year for all of us.
The ceremony will be held live at the Koori Heritage Trust?
We're having it live online because we're still very conscious that people are still a bit wary of social gathering. If we were to actually have it on site, we would have to comply with the social distancing requirements, which actually limits the number of people we can have on site. This year, we're going to go offer it online. So if people jump onto our website, they'll get the Zoom link for the day, which is Saturday, the 5th of December at 2 o'clock. If they log on at that time using the Zoom link that's on our website, they'll be able to join everybody else that will be logging in, and we can actually have this virtual launch with that, which I think will actually be quite exciting. And at that launch, we'll also be announcing the winners of all of the different awards as well.
Yeah. In the meantime, when the Heritage Trust reopens, it's a beautiful venue in different levels. So how many people are allowed in at a time?
Unfortunately, we have to be comply with health guidelines that are out at the moment. And so health guidelines as they relate to social distancing. At the moment, we will be looking at just welcoming 20 visitors at any one time into the space. And they'll be able to come in, view the exhibition, visit our shop. Unfortunately, we have to close our top floor for now, simply because we need to actually use that space for staff accommodation during this time. But I think what people will still see when they come in is a fantastic exhibition and be able to come into our shop and do that last minute Christmas shopping as well. But unfortunately, yes, we have to comply with social distancing requirements, the wearing of masks indoors as well. We will ask people for their contact details for contact tracing purposes, but just to make sure that we're complying with health guidelines, but ensuring that we're protecting the health and safety of our visitors and staff as well.
Yeah, so just like all venues, you have to have some COVID-safe measures. And also coming up, a very popular event with Vernon's Federation Square. Last year, I had a chance to actually visit the event. It's the Koori Christmas.
And again, this is our end-of-year celebration for all of the community, but especially for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community to actually come together and celebrate the festive season in a very Aboriginal Koori way. And so this year, again, because of social distancing compliance requirements, we're actually taking it online. But people joining us online, we will have performances, we'll have Koori Claws. Our own very special Koori Claws will also be making a special appearance online. We will also have an online marketplace as well, Indigenous marketplace, so people can actually log on and do, again, that sort of last minute Christmas shopping for Christmas presents for the end of the year.
I personally like the physical, the real one, because last year I was able to visit and see, feel and touch the jewellery, the artifacts, the items on display, and the whole Federation Square space was full of stands and kiosks, and the atmosphere was really brilliant. But online it's another experience, but it's a new normal, I believe.
Again, unfortunately, we've had to plan both the Koori Art Show and Koori Christmas at a time when we weren't sure what was happening in terms of easing of restrictions. And so, of course, the restrictions have eased, but there are still sort of numbers and social distancing requirements. So at least for this year, we're trialling something new, taking it all online. Hopefully next year, we will be able to actually bring it all back so people can visit us live and be on site as well.
And experience, touch and feel, because without that, I think there's a little bit of something missing in the whole
experience. Yeah, I know. But hopefully by putting it online, people will still get into that sort of Christmas spirit and that sort of Koori Christmas spirit that we're trying to bring. And especially looking at some of the performances we'll actually have online. We have the Juri Juri dancers, we have the Marindas, Bumpy, Aaron B, and the MC will be Johnny Harding, who's a poet, he's an actor and a playwright here in Melbourne as well.
Yeah.
I think the key one is really it's been a tough year for the entire community. It's been a tough year, especially for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities as well, given the sort of health and safety that we were very much aware of. I think the great thing is we've come through it all. It's now a time for getting together, celebrating, and I suppose revisiting friends and family and revisiting the Koori Heritage Trust. Of course, we want people to actually feel safe, but we really want to see you back at the Trust, physically visiting us and seeing us, because for us, that's the life and soul of the Koori Heritage Trust, our friends and supporters in our community. So we really look forward to seeing people online for the Koori Art Show and Koori Christmas, but also in the new year, or as soon as we reopen, for people to actually come in and visit us once again.
If I don't bump into you between now and Christmas, I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and look forward to seeing you at the Koori Heritage Trust one of these days.
For sure, Bertrand. Thank you very much for your support this year, and I look forward to seeing you again.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.